I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm resuming the morning music program. I'm going to start with an interesting song, Tiger Rag. It was one of the recordings made by what was considered to be the first American jazz band, which comprised white musicians, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, it was known as. And there's a well-known record by that group of Tiger Rag, written by one of the members of the band, Larry Shields, and some others. I'm going to play a much later recording, not one made in the 19-teens, but later by Benny Goodman. Goodman's Quartet played Tiger Rag. In 1937, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz wrote the music for a New York show called Flying Colours. Enjoy one of the songs from Flying Colours.
Beyond the cross.
Together, an interesting play on words by lyric writer Howard Dietz, was sung by the American soprano Maureen Forrester, and the pianist was John Arpin. A Million Dreams Ago, that was Frank Sinatra with the orchestra of Axel Stordahl. The song was written by Eddie Howard, Lou Quadling and Dick Jurgens. And when you hear the next song, it'll be a vocal accompanied by Dick Jurgens' orchestra. Thank you.
tight you can. 'Cause I've got a pocket full of dreams, and it's my universe, even with an empty purse. For I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots. And I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury. For I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Windmills of Your Mind, written for the Thomas Crown Affair, a motion picture of 1999 by Alan and Marilyn Bergman and Michelle Legrand. It was the Romantic Strings Orchestra, which you heard play it just then. And that was preceded by I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. That was written for Bing Crosby to sing in a movie in the late 1930s, written by James Monaco and Johnny Burke. I played a recording by Dick Jurgens Orchestra with vocalist Eddie Howard, also from 1938.
Snow. somewhere a hill blossoms in green and gold, and there are dreams all that your heart can hold. The kiss of snow till
Joe Stafford and Paul Weston's orchestra recorded Somewhere My Love, or Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago, in 1967. It was written by the French composer Maurice Jarre, with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. Oh, a long time ago, don't recall exactly when, I began to introduce a part of my program called Singer of Renown, named after the recorder or the announcer of an ABC radio program, John Carger, who presented a Singer of Renown program decades ago. Gee whiz, how many years ago? 50 years ago, at least. Well, my Singer of Renown is one that I might not feature in the normal course of events. And today it's an unusual one. It's a Scottish-born actress who was born in 1921, and she rose to fame playing proper ladylike women in the 1940s and 50s in motion pictures made in Great Britain and in the USA. Six times she was nominated for the Best Actress Academy Awards. Most of them were made in the USA, but she did co-star with Robert Mitchum in a film called The Sundowners, shot in Australia in 1960, and certainly in From Here to Eternity, which she co-starred with Frank Sinatra and Burt Lancaster, she didn't play a prim and proper lady. One of the unusual recordings or films that she made was a film version of The King and I, and here's one of the recordings from the original film cast of The King and I.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
As I look at the record cover for The King and I, the soundtrack record of the motion picture of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, it tells me that Deborah Carr, the star of the film, or the female lead, who played the role of Anna, the English widow, who sang I Whistle a Happy Tune. Hope you enjoyed it. But it doesn't tell me that it was not Deborah Carr. The voice, when she made that movie, of the singing was dubbed by Marnie Nixon.
Because she's not that kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care. Cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. Because she's not that kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust her implicitly. She She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care. Cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime that baby holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
Pack up all my care and woe. Here I go. Swinging low, bye bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she.
Mel Torme, Bye Bye Blackbird, a song written in the 1920s, and the one before that was written in 1934. It was Pinky Tomlin singing with Jimmy Greer's orchestra, The Object of My Affection, written in 1934, written by Pinky Tomlin and Coy Poo.
Come, come, not come. my duty to bow before thee. It is my duty to love, adore thee. It is my duty to love thee ever, to love thee forever, forever. We pledge our troth each to the other, and for our happiness I pray our lives belong to one another. Oh, happy, happy wedding day. Oh, happy, happy wedding day. Come, come, I love you.
Hero from the operetta The Chocolate Soldier, music by Oscar Strauss, was sung by the American mezzo-soprano Risa Stevens. Peter Dawson, Australian baritone, sang a great many martial songs about the military. Here's one of them.
Boys of the old brigade who fought with the side by side, shoulder to shoulder and blade by blade, fought till a friend died. Who so ready and undismayed, who so merry and true, where are the boys? Shoulder to shoulder, steadily blade by blade, ready and strong, marching along like the boys of the old brigade. Then steadily shoulder to shoulder, steadily blade by blade, ready and strong, marching along like the boys of the old brigade. Over the sea far away they lie, from the land of their love. Nations alter and years go by, but to him still is heaven above. Not in the abbey proudly laid, find they a the gallant boys
shoulder, steadily blade by blade, ready and strong, marching along like the boys of the old brigade. Then steadily shoulder to shoulder, steadily blade by blade, ready and strong, marching along like the boys of the old brigade.
To the tune of a hickory stick. I was your queen in calico. You were my bashful barefoot beau. And I rode on your sleigh, I love you, Joe, when we were a couple of kids.
Sunbonnet Sue, Sunbonnet Sue, sunshine and roses ran second to you. You look so nice, I kissed you twice, under your sunbonnet blue. It was only a kind of a kid kiss, but it tasted lots nicer than pie. And the next thing I knew, I was dead stuck on you. When I was a kid so high. Look out, look out for Jimmy Valentine, for he's a pal of mine, a sentimental crook with a touch that lingers in his sandpapered fingers. He can find the combination of your pocketbook. Look out, for when you see his lantern shine, that's the time to jump right up and shout, help! He'd steal a horse and cart, he'd even steal a girlie's heart, when Jimmy Valentine gets out. Buy up every schoolhouse in the nation, and I'd write upon the blackboard big and clear, instead of one there will be two vacations, each vacation 6 months twice a year, and there wouldn't be no school when it was raining. I'd let you stay at home when it was fair. You'd have free soda fountains. Say I'd build you ice cream mountains if I was a millionaire.
Bing Crosby and the Music Maids, some medley of old Gus Edwards hits, and Peter Dawson, the boys of the old brigade.
He was such a handsome sailor, how he tossed the old Magoo. He told her that he loved her and a thousand others too. And then he bought a diamond and some expensive furs. But alas, and alike, like a stab in the back, she found it wasn't hers.
And her tears flowed like wine. Yes, her tears flowed like wine.
took facials by the score. And when he came to see her, she smiled the evening through, till he said, girlfriend, get your money back, Gravel Gertie is the name for you.
And her tears flowed like wine, yes, her tears flowed like wine. She's a real sad tomato, she's a busted valentine. No, said Mama, done told her that a man is darn unkind.
Ella Fitzgerald and Her Tears Flowed Like Wine.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the lights from the glittering stars, have I stood here amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours? Oh, give me a land bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Oh, the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Crosby sang Home on the Range, accompanied by the orchestra of Victor Young, a recording made in the late 1930s. Just about time for me to say farewell for today. Hope you've enjoyed the program.